神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Do you distort the truth?
你有扭曲事实吗?
Is the way you think lying to you?
你的想法对你自己撒谎吗?
I want to see if any of these thoughts is wrecking your emotional health or harming your relationship as well as destroying your faith.
我要看看到底你里面的想法有没有在毁坏你的情绪健康或者伤害你的人际关系。有时候呢，毁坏你的信心。
Listen carefully, and maybe write them down so you can think them over.
以下请你注意听，或许你把它写下来，好好的思考。
Number one, do you ever blow up or explode over little things?
你曾经对小事情很容易或很大的爆发吗？
Number two, do you often take things too personal?
你会常常把一个事情以为是针对自己吗?
Number three, do you have a habit of using the words always or never?
你有没有很习惯用常常或从不这两个字呢?
Number four, do you lose the big picture of things by always looking at the small details?
你是不是不看大题只顾小事而吹毛求疵呢?
Number five, do you try to predict or judge the future from what has happened in the past?
第五个，你是不是预测你的未来或评断你的未来是凭着过去的经验呢?
Number six, do you let your feelings rule you more than the facts do?
第六个，你是不是用感觉过于事实呢?
Did you answer each question honestly?
你有没有好好的想，然后很诚实的回答这些问题?
Each one reflects a distorted way of thinking.
每一个问题都代表着你对于事情扭曲一个毁坏性的一种反射思想。
When we distort reality,We are lying to ourselves.
当我们扭曲事实的时候，我们是在欺骗我们自己。
We have turned reality into something that it is not.
我们把事实转成不是正确的一种想法。
But the sad truth is that all of us distort reality in different ways.
很遗憾的是，我们每一个人都有不同的模式来扭曲事实。
Let's look at six ways that we distort the truth.
我们来看一看这六种扭曲事实的想法。
Number one, making a mountain out of a small hill.
第一个，把一个小山丘变成一个大山林。
A lady in a busy market was shopping.
一个女士，她正在市场里面买东西。
She had worked hard that day and was wanting to get home.
她已经很努力，而且很累了，很想回家。
She was looking at some nice grapes and was seeing which bunch she wanted to buy.
正在看一些葡萄，想选最好的那一串，然后买回家。
Suddenly, a lady pushed past her.And knocked some packages out of her hands.
突然间，后面有一个人，一个女士呢，推到她，使她手上的一些袋子都掉下去了。
She turned around and was so angry that she exploded in rage, asking how she could be so careless and not care about other people.
这个女士呢就很生气地转过来，然后对那个推倒她的太太这样子质问说呢，你怎么可以那么的不小心来推倒我呢？
And she said many other things also.
继续很多事情她就继续地讲她。
The woman looked so embarrassed at her reaction.
那个推倒人的那个太太已经非常的不好意思了。
And she tried to tell her she was sorry.
然后一直跟她道歉。
But the lady would not listen.
可是对方却不听。
She kept right on in her anger.
继续地把她的生气、恼恨呢、恼怒了就把它发出来。
People were watching, but she did not care.
四周的人围绕在看，她也不管。
For it seemed as if this was her natural reaction to small things that bothered her.
这个好像就是她的一种对小事情的正常反应。
For truly,You could say it was a small thing.
事实上是个小事而已。
The problem with the lady is she magnified events out of proportion.
问题是女士呢，她把事实把它放大了。
She then blamed her actions on the person as the real cause of her explosive anger.
她把里面的一个生气把它转移到别人的身上。
But she was lying to herself.
事实上她在欺骗自己。
It was she who had magnified the event as she did so often.
她常常，事实上是她常常把一些事情放大了。
She would take a one penny event and make a $100 event out of it.
她常会把一个小小的小钱，然后变成一百块的这样的一个事实来看他。
She would put a very big value on small events,
把小事看得很大。
And made every event bigger mentally, which caused her to be unbearable for her and those around her.
所以每件事情呢，她把它放得很大的时候呢，是她自己担待不了的。
In your home, do you make little problems into something big?
在你的家里面有没有把一些小问题把它大做呢
？And then have your anger flare up，
然后就生气了，暴怒了。
When many times you could let it pass by or see it for what it really was，
事实上有时候你可以让它就这样过去，或者是看清楚到底怎么回事。
You see, in the market, the lady had tripped over someone's bag.
我们来看看这个事情，那个推倒人的太太呢，她跌了一跤。
And she could not help pushing the lady as she tried to catch herself.
那她实在是没有办法，只好去推倒这个女士。
But the lady made a bad situation out of a very small thing.
那个被推的女士却把这个事情呢小题大做，把她想得非常的不好。
And in doing so, showed how she could not control herself.
那我们也可以看到这个被推的太太，她实在是没有办法自己控制自己。
If you want to have a good emotional health,
如果你想要有一个健康的情绪
and have good relationships,
好的人际关系。
You must be able to recognize the difference between a mountain and a hill.
你一定要懂得怎么样去分别所谓的大山林还有小山丘。
Now the second one I want to talk about is taking everything personally.
第二个我们要谈的是把任何的事情都认为是针对自己。
Bing was a good worker and enjoyed his work.
Bing 这个人呢是一个很好的工作者，而且很享受他的工作。
But whenever he saw his boss angry and upset about someone who had made a mistake, Bing always felt the boss was talking about him.
但是每一次当他的老板在生气或不满意的时候，他总是感觉这个老板呢是针对他。
At home, whenever his wife would complain about the house never staying clean,
在家的时候，当他的太太在抱怨刚刚弄干净的家又被弄脏的时候，
he would think she was talking about him not keeping it clean, even though they had two small children.
他就会想到是他在责备自己，把家弄脏。其实他有两个小孩子。
When he would go out with his friends, and they would laugh and joke, many times he felt they were laughing at him.
当跟朋友出去的时候，朋友们开玩笑，或者是在彼此取笑的时候，他总觉得他们在取笑他。
His wife would try to tell him that he was too sensitive.
他的太太一直告诉他，他太敏感了。
And the people were not talking about him or laughing at him.
事实上，朋友们不是在讲他或笑他。
Bing had deep emotional problems as the years went by.
那么宾这个人呢，几年来一直有很深的情绪的问题。
Bing did not understand that if others had made fun or talked about him, it really told what kind of a person they were, not what he was.
Bing 呢，他没有了解到，即使别人是在讲他或取笑他，只是在反映出那些人是怎么样的人，而不是关于到他的问题。
When we take everything so personally, we are a very unhappy person.
如果我们对每一件事情都认为是针对自己的话，那我们会很不快乐。
Maybe you should learn a little quote.
或许你应该了解到是这样的想法。
At age 20,We worry about what other people think of us.
20岁的时候，我们很在意，或者是担心别人怎么想我们自己。
When we are 40, we don't care what they think of us.
到了40岁，我们不在意别人怎么想我们。
At 60, we discover that they have not been thinking about us at all.
到60岁，我们却发现根本没有人在想我们。
Let's look at number 3.
第三个。
It's when we make everything either black or white.
我们把任何一件事情分成黑跟白。
Lin was a good provider for his family.
Lin 这个先生对家庭是一个很负责任的提供者。
He worked very hard for them.
他非常的努力工作。
But it seemed as if his children never felt comfortable around him.
可是呢，孩子们好像不太喜欢，不是很舒服的在爸爸的四周围。
You see, to Lin, all the actions of his family was judged as being very bad or very good.
你要了解到，因为在这个 Lin 的家庭里面呢，被爸爸评断成不是很好，就是很坏。
You see, his son, if you were his son,You see, as his son, you were recognized as being very good if what you did was excellent, and very bad if you made a mistake.
身为Lin的孩子，如果他的儿子他做得很好，那么他就被认为是一个很好的孩子。如果有什么错误的话，就被认为是很不好的孩子。
As an owner of a company, everythingwas judged as good or bad.
就像一个公司的一个主人一样，对他的品质呢，只有坏跟好的分别。
People were never accepted as doing all right if they made a mistake.
当你有一点错误的时候，都就不被接受。
Lin cannot think in terms of people or situations being anything different than bad or good. Great or awful,Never or always.
在林来讲，他的想法不是好就是坏，不是很棒就是很糟，或者是从来不，还是常常有。除了这样，没有其他的想法。
If Lin could see life and people in terms of sometimes or often or maybe unintentional or fair, he would have better relationships.And liked by those around him.
如果令这个人呢，他对人生的看法或对人的看法，能够经常持着一种了解到对方是无心的，或不是那么绝对的话，或许这些人比较喜欢跟他相处。
Let's go on to the fourth one.
我们来看第四点。
This one is missing the forest for the trees.
第四个是只看到树，没有看到树林。
A university professor once said he had a class of 100 students.
有一个大学教授，有一次他说呢，有100个学生。
As he lectured, he would look around to see who were not listening.
当他在讲课的时候呢，他就看一看谁没有在听。
He said he saw about five who were not listening.
他就看到有五个学生没有在听。
He would catch himself focusing on those five students.
然后呢，他就会一直注意到这个不听的五个学生。
He said he would then think of these five who he could not keep their attention.
然后呢，因为一直在想这五个没有在注意听的学生，他就没有办法来注意他的课程。
Then he would feel depressed and feel he was not a good teacher.
然后他就自己觉得自己好像是一个不好的老师，就觉得很沮丧。
He had forgotten about the 95 that listened and received from his class.
只有注意到五个不听的学生，却忘了那95个很倾听的学生。
You see, he could not see the forest because of the few trees.
他就是那个只看到几棵树，没有看到山林的人。
This happens all the time in life if we are not careful.
如果我们不小心的话，这种事情常会发生在我们的生命里面。
The mother who works all day in her home but only sees what she has not done.
比如说，一个妈妈在家里面很辛苦的做家事，到后来呢，只看到自己没做完的事情。
Parents who ignore their children when they're behaving but they pay attention to them when they do wrong.
父母亲们只注意到、啊、孩子做错事的时候，对他们乖的时候从来不注意。
When I was young, my mother worked.
当我年轻的时候呢，我妈妈在工作。
And every day she would leave a list of things for me to do on the table.
每一天她在离开要去工作以前，她会留下一个条子告诉我我该做什么事情。
Now I would get them done.
我就要一个一个去做。
But many times it wasn't until she was almost ready to come home.
但是呢，总是在她到回家以前我才赶快去做。
I noticed one thing about her.
有一件事情我记得。
That she never noticed the things that I did.
她从来不去注意到我做好的事情。
She only fussed at me for the things that I didn't do.
然后总是挑几个我没有做好的来责备我。
And I wondered,Why didn't she notice the things that I did?
我就很怀疑为什么她总是注意到那个我没有做好的。
You see, no matter how many bad things there are in our life, there are always some good things.
在生命里面，即使有一些不好的事情发生，总是有很多好的事情。
We need to focus more on the good things.
让我们多注意到焦点放在那些好的情境里面。
If you do not want to be lost in depression or hopelessness, don't lose sight of the good things that are happening.
如果你不想要沮丧或者是觉得无力无助的话，那么多注意那些好的。
If we focus on the good, we will begin to see all the little blessings in life.
如果你把焦点放在好的上面的话，你会很注意，你就会、想到很多很多、一些小祝福。
Parents, notice the good things your child does.
父母亲们，好好的注意你的孩子乖的地方。
Let him know how much you appreciate them.
也让他们知道你很感谢他们。
Take time to see the beautiful forest in life.Not just a few sick trees.
用时间注意到那很美的山林，不要只有看到那些、病了的树。
Now let's look at the fifth one.
我们来看看第五个。
Some people feel like the past always repeats itself.
有些人总觉得人生是过去的重复。
There are those people who make negative predictions based on their past.
所以呢，这些人呢，对他们的将来就用过去的、这些不好的记忆来做预测。
And they feel that life will always be that way.
所以总觉得人生不过如此。
The young man who overeats and says, I have always been fat and I always will be.
比如说一个年轻人，他就常常会暴食，然后对自己说，反正我过去就是那么胖，以后还是永远会那么胖。
A married couple may say, we have never gotten along well together, and we never will.
一对年轻的夫妇就这样想，我们从来处不好，以后也永远会处不好。
The young girl that failed her biology exam and told herself she was never going to be able to pass this course.
一个年轻的学生呢，因为在他的生物学上面他已经不及格了，所以他想永远不会通过的。
Those with this kind of thinking will no doubt fulfill their own predictions.
这样的想法就是用过去来好像要来成就应验他未来。
You see, in reality, this person is using this thought pattern because they do not want to face the hard work in trying to overcome or succeed.
事实上，这样的人呢，是用他们过去的一种经验，然后不想面对现在，也不想去改变，或者是克服他们，然后能够成功。
It is almost like they would like to be right about what they say, then to achieve victory over the problem.
然后呢，他们就总是呢，觉得说我想的是正确的，不会错的，而没有想到要去克服他们的问题。
Because to achieve over top of a failure takes endurance and perseverance.
因为要克服过去的失败，是要有坚韧的那种坚毅刚毅的精神的。
The young woman who failed her biology exam may know that this is an area of in her studies that are, is very weak.
对于一个在生物学上考试失败的人呢，他只晓记得说自己在这方面比较弱。
And that it will take hard work to achieve.
然后要知道要更多的努力才能够成功。
And there is not within her the drive to overcome because it looks too hard.
那总是看把它看得很难，所以呢就从来没有想到它可以成功。
Now let us look at the young man who eats too much and he wishes that he was not so fat.
我们也来看看这个自己认为很胖总是暴食的这个年轻人。
The same young man got a new job.
这个年轻人呢，他有一个新的工作。
Which was a real step up for him.
对他来讲是新的开始。
The big job that faced him in this job was that he must use the computer.
那么这个年轻人的新工作是他需要用电脑。
He knew nothing about the computer.
他却不懂电脑。
And he had to learn.
他需要学。
Again, he felt he would never be able to learn.
一样的，他就想说我从来学不好的。
But he also knew that if he did not, he would lose his job.
一方面又想，如果我不学的话，我就没有工作了。
So even though it was hard, and he struggled day after day to learn, he finally did learn how to use the computer.
所以即使很难，因为为了要保有这个工作，他就很认真的一天每一天都在学，最后呢，他终于学会了。
And as his counselor pointed out to him, and the truth broke through to him, he realized that he had overcome, and if he worked hard, he could overcome his weight problem.
所以这个时候，帮他咨商的一个人就跟他指出来说，这件事情，如果他像这样子，来好好的努力的话，他一样可以克服他暴吃的习惯。
The young married couple kept saying that they would never be able to get along together.
年轻的夫妇总觉得自己没有办法相处。
And true to their thoughts, they never did.
他们事实上从来没有好好相处。
And they were ripe for divorce.
然后呢，好像在等着要离婚了。
It was just too hard to try to work out their problems.
要克服困难太难了。
You see, our future does not have to follow the path of the past.
你要知道你的未来不需要跟着以前的失败来走。
Because you and I can change.
你跟我都可以改变的。
A determined spirit that does not give up learns the joy of victory.
它的秘诀就是不要放弃，决心不要放弃。而去享受那种得胜的快乐。
It may be that we had a bad start with a coworker.
或许你跟同事们处不好。
But that does not have to turn into a bad relationship.
处不好并不代表你一定要保持一种不好的人际关系。
In fact, if you work at it, you might become friends.
事实上，如果你用心努力的话，你们可以成为好朋友。
The loneliness you feel now does not need to turn into a lonely life.
你感觉到寂寞并不代表你要过着一种孤单的生活。
Life is filled with problems, that do not need to plague our future.
即使你的生命过程中有困难，你也不需要用这样子来预测你的未来。
But we can look at them as challenges that with some determination and maybe some guidance from someone, you can make them stepping stones, not stumbling blocks.
让我们看着这些问题，把它当作一种挑战，然后我们决心，然后可以接着我们立定一些步骤来引导我们，把它当作一个垫脚石，而不要把它当作一个绊脚石。
Now for the last one.
最后一个。
Feelings equal facts.
感觉等于事实。
I just know this is true.
我就知道就是这样子。
How do you know?
你怎么知道呢？
I just feel that it's true.
我感觉我可以感觉到那是真的。
I just know that professor in literature class does not like me.
我就知道那个教文学的那个教授不喜欢我。
And he is going to give me a hard time.
他一定会刁难我的。
How do you know?
你怎么知道呢？
I just feel it.
就是感觉得到。
My mother-in-law is going to set my husband against me.
我的婆婆一定会想办法让我的先生对我不好。
Have you seen any evidence that would make you see this?
你有证据吗？让你这样想吗？
Well, no.
没有。
Has she ever been hostile toward you?
那你的婆婆曾经对你非常的凶吗？
Not really.
也不是这样子的。
Then why do you think she will turn your husband against you?
那你怎么会想说她会让你的先生对你不好呢？
I just have a feeling she will.
我就是这样感觉。
You see, we can feel very strongly about something.
我们可以对事情有很强烈的感觉。
And find out we are wrong.
然后你发现你错了。
We cannot equate our feelings with facts.
我们不要把事实放在感觉、感受上面。
You may feel very strong about something that does not turn out to be a fact.
或许你的感受很强，但是呢，后来不是事实。
Feeling something is true does not make it true.
你感觉那是真的，并不代表是真的。
We cannot afford to let our feelings run our lives.
我们不能让我们的感受、感觉来操纵我们的生命。
Here are the six distorted lies that can ruin our life or make it very unhappy.
以上六个扭曲的谎言可能会伤害到我们的生命，而且让我很不快乐。
We need something that can give us direction and guidance.
我们需要一些方向还有引导。
The Christian Bible with its wonderful counselor Jesus.
基督徒的圣经还有有一个谘商者就是耶稣。
And its principles that makes life simpler for us is what we need in every one of our lives.
他给我们的原则可以让我们的生命过得单纯，而且是我们生活所需要的。
We cannot trust our own judgment or judgment of sinful people to direct us right.
我们没有办法凭着自己的武断或因为我们里面的这种罪性所做出来的评论来引导我们。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣说我是道路真理生命。
If we will trust in him, he will give us life, abundant life, and eternal life.
如果你愿意信靠信任他的话，他要给你生命，丰盛的生命，还有永恒的生命。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。